used in the report. It was certainly used by either Mr. Baker or Mr. Hamilton at their news conference. The situation is very dire, and it has to be said that even if the recommendations of the report seem from here to be somewhat unrealistic, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I or anybody else who's followed this war very closely for the last 3.5 years could come up with anything better. That is to say, I think Baker and Hamilton are probably correct in saying that whilst they can't promise victory, that the chances of success, slim as they may be, I would certainly be improved if these recommendations could be adopted. And it's hard to think of any others that might carry the United States and its Iraqi partners through to some kind of soft landing here.
Tom Friedman wrote today in the New York Times that it's time to set a deadline. His reason was that the United States, in a sense, is Mr. Big in Iraq, and it's soaping up all of the popular anger, and that the only leverage we have is to force all the parties to come to the possibility of chaos if we're going to leave on a certain date. And that leverage might force them to act in a way that they will not act as long as we are there. The coming of that dread possibility for many.
Well, that's a very, very high risk game. You'd have to say that with the mayhem, the violence, the brutality that this country has already experienced, and three Iraqi governments in the last 2.5 years, it has not brought the Iraqi political class to that kind of realization. In other words, what's happened here, it seems to me, is that the sectarian killing has taken on a life of its own, and the American ability to prevent it, the American ability indeed to take the Iraqi political class by the scruff of the neck and say, wake up. If you don't, which is what Baker Hamilton says, by the way,
right.
If you do not meet these benchmarks, we're going. If we were going to see that, I think we'd have seen it by now. We would have seen it in the last 48 hours. But what did the political class here note about Baker Hamilton? They noted that crucial clause when they're talking about the proposed drawdown of American combat brigades here by the first quarter of 2008, which says, barring, if I quote more or less, I think accurately, barring unexpected or unforeseen events on the ground. Well, one thing you can be sure of in Iraq is that there are going to be unforeseen events on the ground. So the political class here, and I'm talking about senior government ministers that I've spoken to in the last 48 hours, I think took comfort from that. I think they feel that when push comes to shove, the Bush administration and indeed senior Democrats, including potential candidates for the presidency in 2008, are not going to pull out and leave Iraq to the catastrophe of all-out civil war, which, as one of the Iraqis I know well said to me the other day, speaking about the importance of the presence of American troops here in the wake of the Sadr City bombings 2 weeks ago, six suicide bombings in a period of 45 minutes, which killed 225 people about 3 to 4 miles northeast of where I'm sitting right now, and led on to revenge attacks by Shiites against Sunnis in the area of Adamir. Now, my friend lives in Adamir. It's a Sunni area on the east side of the Tigris River and very close to Sadr City. The United States military put tanks along an expressway that lies between Sadr City and Adamir, and my friend said, the United Nations tells us that 3,709 civilians died in Iraq in October, the highest number recorded for any month of the war. He said, if you took those American tanks away, you wouldn't see 3,709 civilians dying across Iraq in a month. You'd see 3,709 people, Sunnis, in Adamir dying in a single night.
So if that's the reality of civil war, and that kind of civil war is only prevented by the United States presence there, then why is it there more